Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's spend a moment listening to what God is saying to us today. Psalm 10, verse 1. O Lord, why do you stand so far away? Why do you hide when I'm in trouble? This is one of many psalms of lament. Like many such psalms, it's really a psalm of complaint. David is not at all happy, and he wants God to know it. His life is dominated by evil people, and he can't believe that God doesn't get involved and do something. He sees his enemies acting wickedly and getting away with it. In fact, worse than that, their lives seem to be very successful, and they live with a confidence that nothing will ever go wrong. I draw great strength from David's honesty. He doesn't put on an act before God, but tells him exactly how he feels. I believe that's exactly what God wants from each of us as well. The truth is that probably all of us have had times when it's felt as if God was far away. On many occasions, people have told me that they felt that their prayers were just bouncing off the ceiling. When we go through a particularly tough time, and especially when we see people doing evil things but still prospering, it's easy for us to feel that God is far away from us. But the truth is that he isn't. As it's been wisely said, if it feels that God is far away, guess who moved? The Lord promises to be with us constantly. As Jesus said to his disciples, be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Having poured out his complaint, David ended the psalm by concluding that God was in charge, even if he didn't feel like it. It's as if David needed to get a whole lot of angst off his chest. Then he was able to get a proper perspective in life. He concluded, "The Lord is King forever and ever." He was confident, even though he was facing huge evil and opposition, God's justice and compassion would have the final word. So let me ask you a question. How honest are you in your relationship with God? And what have you learnt from David's honesty? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, help us always to be honest with you. Thank you that we can be confident that you're a God of justice and compassion, and that you will always be with us. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. These talks are also available on podcasts, which you can access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Do hope you have a wonderful day.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.